is Southside.
It is always wonderful when you follow a Dennis the Chemist sequence on health and lifestyles and various other things. And, of course, the fat-grabbing pill that was there. It's way standing. Anyway, we just need to sort of pull ourselves together because away from C. Buckthorne, we have a fabulous solo in the studio now, all set to take part in double, triple whammy, because still to come, we've got the Fly Me to the Moon podcast, we've got the Book of the Month podcast, but now with our very own HMRC, Revenue and Customs Scenario, it's Jill Prowse. How are
Hello
you, Jill?
Hello there. I'm absolutely fine, thank you.
Excellent. So what magical things have you brought from Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs in this, the Diamond Jubilee month of March 2012?
Oh, there's a bit of pressure there, Alex. Well, it's a subject that we have talked about before, and It's quite a sombre subject in some ways, but in other ways it certainly isn't. And what I hope to do by the end of the broadcast is make anybody out there who's involved in what we're going to talk about feel a bit more confident about the help that's available to them. I don't know if you remember, but a few months ago we talked about the tutors and coaches had to come forward if they hadn't sort of told HMRC about themselves and they were doing self-employed work. And we've done a few of these kind of sort of not investigations, it's actually voluntary disclosures, and we've had a whole range of them, so nobody is being picked on. There will be future ones, there's been ones that have gone in the past.
Name and shame, then, is what you're saying? You're not going to sort of
not really,
have
no.
a big list. We can't look forward to actually broadcasting a whole list of names here and getting the lawyers on the case.
The point is that we've realised that the very best way to collect in from anybody is for them to come forward to us. It saves a lot of work on behalf of Revenue and Customs and a lot of money on behalf of the taxpayer. So we've done a number of these, and tutors and coaches, we talked about coming forward a couple of months ago, and this is just a reminder for anybody who did so that there's only a month left to actually tell us about the tax you owe and arrange to pay it, along with any interest and penalties that are due. Now, if you had to, what you do with these disclosures is you have a period of time to come forward and tell us about yourselves, and then you have a period of time to actually get your affairs in order and let us know how much is actually due to be paid. What happens after that deadline is that, and 31st of March is the deadline for the tutors and coaches, is that we have gathered intelligence and information on that area of business, and we will then go in and, if we go in and discover that you are self-employed and you haven't been telling us about yourself, then obviously there's going to be the risk of higher penalties, up to 100% of what you owe, and even criminal investigation. So if you like, it's a chance with all of these disclosures for a bit of a new start. Because a lot of people, I'm sure, fall into the trap of not sort of starting off with the view to defraud anybody or to not pay their taxes and get caught up in the whole thing.
They might do, of course.
There are people out there who do, and they're the people we are aiming to get when we do our investigations, obviously, because we all have to pay tax. So, you know, it is sort of a somber subject, but also it can be, for some people, a big relief to be able to have that chance to come forward. And to give you an example, just if anybody sat there thinking, oh, I bet this doesn't work. So far, with all these disclosures, we have collected more than £500 million through voluntary disclosures, and only a further £105 million from follow-up action, which I think is quite reassuring. It's not the other way around. Mm. So people do want to come forward and do want to take this opportunity. Now, the one that's starting at the moment is called Electricians Tax Safe Plan, and that's another campaign that's starting. And what I want to stress to anybody out there who knows somebody who might be caught in this or who themselves are involved in this, nobody is picking on electricians. We are doing a whole range of businesses, and each disclosure campaign sort of comes to a natural close and a new one starts. Now, if you want to take part in this campaign for the Electrician Safe Plan, and you haven't like told us about yourself in the past, I'll give you the dates that you have for that. But, you know, when you do come forward in this way, you may only have to pay for a maximum of 6 years back. You might have been in business for a little longer than that. You can discuss penalties, and we will look at the reasons behind the non-disclosure in the past. And you can also arrange to pay us by instalments if that's going to help you to pay this. Basically, it's a fresh start. And, you know, if you take advantage of this, then you need to tell HMRC of your intention to take part in this campaign by the 15th of May. You can do it online, you can do it by phone, you can do it by post. And then you've got until the 14th of August to actually make the disclosure of what you do owe and to get it paid. Now, by phone, you would ring, and remember, you can listen to this again on podcast, so if you haven't got a pen available and you're listening again, it'll be there. It's 0845 601 5041. So 0845 601 5041, okay? And if you haven't disclosed your business and it's not part of the electricians or the coaches or whatever else, ring that number as well and let us know about yourself, and we can then take that forward as well. We've got future campaigns coming up, and the next one, which is going to start from the 14th of March to the 14th of June, is e-marketplaces. So there's an awful lot of people doing business now in an e-marketplace, in other words, by Amazon, eBay and all the rest of it. And again, you know, we're not talking about people who are just selling their private stuff.
Or just saying greetings if you're in the sort of Yorkshire area. E-marketplaces.
Exactly. But what we are doing is, you know, we are, again, we've got information, we've got sources of intelligence about that area. So come forward before we have to come out and find you. Now, as an aside to all that rather gloomy sort of talk.
It's just Big Brother, that's all.
No, it's not.
I won't get started on that
one. Not Big Brother, it's not Big Brother, Alex.
That's a TV series, sorry, Jill. It's referring to a different thing entirely.
Exactly. Now, on the other side of the coin, if you are in one of these areas and you're thinking, yes, but what help am I going to get? There's no help for me to get this sorted. There certainly is. There is a lot of help and advice for businesses, and more is becoming available as time goes on, and more in a way that's easy for you to actually get hold of and easy for you to fit into your lifestyle. So, for instance, we've just started a series of online presentations, or webinars as they're called, giving help to businesses and the self-employed. And we have live webinars where you listen to a presenter and about different subjects, and at the end of it, you can ask questions by email. So it's 30 minutes of a live presentation, 30 minutes for questions and answers. We've got these available on all sorts of areas of business expenses, capital allowances, record keeping. We've got pre-recorded webinars, and they're going to come available later in the year. And, you know, you register for these in advance, and we send the details by email for you to be able to join up at the time they're running. I did one on Wednesday night on business expenses, and found it very easy to register and to watch it. I thought, well, this would be a great help for a lot of people. There's also YouTube little pre-records, which you just go into YouTube and then go through following the HMRC link. And we've got also a great new system, which I've mentioned before here, My New Business on Business Link, which again, you go into businesslink.gov.uk/My New Business, and you can tailor that. So you can register for that My New Business, and things that you fill in on there will stay there, or you can use it without registering. And there's over 200 videos and interactive help there, tutorials to watch, things to help you if you are in the situation of being very unclear about all this. We also run workshops around the country, which if you really felt that having somebody stood in front of you talking you through things would help, we can get you on. So go on the HMRC website at www.hmrc.gov.uk, or the Business Link website at www.businesslink.gov.uk. Have a look at all this help. There is actually links to the webinars and links to the Electrician Safe Plan on the homepage of the HMRC website. Have a look at it. If anybody out there wants more info on this and would like me to do a follow-up with more detail on any of these areas, get in touch with the station, get in touch with Alex, and we will follow that up and make a fresh start.
info@southsideradio.com is the email address for us. Also, something that did cross my mind there, Jill, if the electricians really, come the revolution, really rebelled, they pull the plug on all the electricity, those webinars just lost completely.
We'd be in trouble, wouldn't we?
We need the electricity. Splendid. Well, you're sticking around for another series of programmes and various other bits and pieces, but you'll be back presumably in April for another exciting time, because of course we'll have had a budget since then.
We'll have had a budget. We'll have a chat about that. We'll have a chat about the new personal allowances and how you look at your tax code, because people have got their notices of coding through, and just try and clear some areas up for people.
Jill, I'm sure if the word came down from the palace at this very moment, Her Majesty would be very proud indeed.
Thank you.